Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity, the leading podcast for residential service contractors, sponsored by Service Roundtable and hosted by David Heimer.
Hi, this is David Heimer. Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity. Today, we're bringing back the highly regarded, experienced, very knowledgeable, the legend himself, Jim Henshaw. Jim is the Vice President of Sales for ServiceNation. He does boot camp training for ServiceNation Alliance. He does one-on-one coaching for the Alliance Premier, and he is a frequent speaker and consultant at industry events and for companies. He knows all about sales and business management. He is relentlessly cheerful and upbeat. If you are ever feeling down, 10 minutes with Jim Henshaw will get you back to where you need to be. I interviewed Jim on episode 61, and we went over a lot of background information, how he got into the industry, etc. It's a great story with powerful information, but we won't revisit that today. Little side note, many of his friends call him Captain Appetizer. So in addition to getting really useful information about sales and business management today, we're going to have a bit of fun and find out how he got his nom de guerre. Jim Henshaw, welcome to Profiles in Prosperity.
Hey, David, I am so excited about this. This is just a great chance to reconnect with you and see how things are going in your life, but also to give you some ideas of my life. And let me start with the Captain Appetizer story, okay?
Okay.
This came from Barefoot Roundtable. I don't know if you remember. It's been a couple of years ago. We were in, I think, Clearwater Beach. And I was taking a group of contractors to dinner at a place nearby. And they had this amazing appetizer, roasted cauliflower. And David, they had a full head. I'm talking about a basketball sized head of cauliflower with all kinds of stuff on it, roasted. And it came out and it was just an amazing thing. And so I ordered one the first night and I went back to the same restaurant with another group second night. And I said, oh, you're going to love this. The guy's from Quality Degree. You even know him.
Sure.
And they, how did you know about this? I said, well, I'm Captain Appetizer. And it started that night and it's still with us. And I've even got a meme that shows me in a little outfit, Captain Appetizer. So, and David, when we go to dinner, if you and I go to dinner or if I go to dinner with friends or family or anybody, I'm always the guy that knows what the appetizers are. So we're having fun with that. And it might even be a side gig. One day you might find me on a menu somewhere.
www.captainappetizer.com.
That's right. That's right. Favored by Captain Appetizer, a little plus sign by the appetizer. Something, I don't know. There's a way to monetize it, I believe. So I'm so glad you called and said, hey, let's get together and talk about some things again. So this is a joy for me.
Well, it's nice to have you on the show. So what are you talking with contractors about these days? The world has changed. We're no longer in the pandemic. We've had some exciting times there. What is new and what is something that contractors need to be concentrating on now?
Well, David, for the last 3 years during the pandemic, it was easy pickings. The contractor, if he just showed up at the house, in most cases, they're saying, hey, what do I need? And he says, well, we got this. And literally, in many cases, you didn't have a lot of options because there was a scarcity of product out there and you couldn't always get some of the entry-level products because they disappeared fast. So you're going, well, all we have available is 18 SEER, 26 SEER, whatever the number was. And they go, well, if that's all you got, let's put it in. And we did. And so I don't want to say this too casually, but it might be we got used to that and we got a little complacent and we said, well, all we're going to do is show up and we can make something happen. And David, that ended sometime in 2023. And I'm not sure the exact date, but I am positive that this year is a different year and people are holding on to their money much better than they ever did in the past. And, you know, David, do you ever read newspapers?
Of course.
Okay. If you read above the fold, it's always negative. There's never a positive story above the fold. So you read above the fold what's happening. The recession is looming. We got government politics are all corrupt. And it goes on and on and on. And so people are starting to believe that, I think. And they're going, oh, well, I better hold on to my money. And so maybe I'll just get it repaired. And so maybe I'll just do a temporary patch on this system. We're finding some resistance to sales of new systems. And my thinking is we got to go back to the way it was in 2015, 16, 17, 18, 19, before the pandemic for sales. So we got to go back to the way we were doing sales previous to the pandemic. And it's a little harder. You got to be on your game, David. You got to have a system in place. And I'm not talking about just sitting down and chatting with them for 2 hours. I'm talking about having a system on how you approach the sales process completely. And so I'm going to use Andy Hobeika. You've interviewed him before. You've interviewed both Lou and Andy.
Yeah, the amazing Andy Hobeika.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, 5 to 6 million a year, and it's repeatable. I mean, I talk to guys all the time, says, oh, I did 7 million one year. Then the next year they did 2 million. So Andy is a machine, and he says, when he gets to the front door, I want to be able to share the story of Hobeika's why before I get in the house. Why is Hobeika in business? Well, we wanted to find a great way to minister to folks in the community, to help them improve the quality of their life. And we want to do it with integrity and honesty. So Andy says, I want to share that why, who we are, second generation, third generation coming up. Andy's third, and he's got sons of his own, so a fourth generation's brewing out there. He says, we have this legacy of doing the right thing every single time. We want to continue that. So he shares that why before he gets in the house. And so you need to have a story. That's where it really boils down to. You need to have a story. We are storytellers by nature. The human beings are storytellers. Animals don't tell stories so much. They remember things really well, but they don't tell stories. We tell stories. And we say, well, here's what happened. Here's why this occurred. Here's what I did to solve this problem. We tell stories. And human beings react to that in a positive way. Customers react to that. And they start to go, oh, I understand why you're saying this. And it's an emotional connection, David. I know this. All sales are built around emotion. And once you get the emotional connections, you can make things happen. And then the customer will justify it in their own mind with logic and say, well, you know, it did make sense after all. And I was spending too much on repairs. And I knew it was uncomfortable. And so this new system that I paid $28,000 for is a good investment. And it truly is. David, that's the other thing that's happened since the pandemic. The price of equipment has exceeded our wildest imaginations. You talk to contractors today, and I talk to them every week, and they're going to go, yeah, we got a couple of $35,000 sales. Wow. Is that two or three systems? No. One system with indoor air quality and ductwork modifications, $35,000. Just talked to Roy Kruger about that. I'm going, well, that's a pretty significant number. And so if you remember, David, when you started the Service Nation, what we said in the sales process, well, this new heating air conditioning system in your home, Mrs. Jones, will probably be the third biggest investment you ever make. The first one's a home. The second one's a car. And we were the third one. Well, David, in some cases, we're going to go ahead and say it might be this is the second biggest decision you've ever made, because we're now seeing cars that could be bought for less than what a great comfort system can be. And I said great comfort system. I don't mean entry level. I mean something that really does some marvelous things with indoor air quality, with airflow, with soft starting, with variable speed technology, the things that really make a system excellent for a home. So that's what we need to do. We need to have a story. We need to tell a story of our company, why we're in business, how we started in business, what was our why. You've got to have that wired up so you can share that fast.
I've got a question for you.
Yes.
So you said you've got to have a story. You sell mm-hmm. on emotion, but you yes. said people justify it with logic later on. They buy on emotion, but they justify it with logic. So it sounds like you need to be able to present logical reasons for them to make the purchase as well. Is that right?
That's exactly right. So let's just pretend you're a customer with a 22-year-old system. Doesn't matter. Brand is irrelevant. And you have a 22-year-old system, and it's got a bad, I'll use a condenser fan motor. And so what I'm going to say to you, David, is, David, do you know what the average life? This is logic now. You know what the average life of a system is? No, it's 18 years. In Dallas, Texas, David, we get a workout with our systems here. We have both summer and winter. It's not like Phoenix, Arizona, where it's all cooling. It's not like Fargo, North Dakota, where it's all heating. It's both parts of the spectrum. So you get 18 years out of a system, it doesn't owe you any money at all. So that's logical, right? That's a logical approach. I want to say, now here's some things that I know can be an improvement in your system compared to what you have now. And David, if you have 8 minutes, I'll ask you some questions that'll help me put together the perfect system for you, your family, your home. Would that be okay? So now I get to the emotional part. Wow. If you had to pick one room that's the most uncomfortable, which room would that be? And so they might say, well, the family room. Well, you said it was the most uncomfortable. David, what time of year is it? And so you got to dive in. What time of year? Who's affected? What do you do in that room? It's a family room. So it's a TV room. Okay. Are you watching movies in there? Yeah. You watch movies late at night? Yeah. Is it too cold in there? Yeah. We got a blanket. Cindy has a blanket. She wraps around her the whole time. Wow. So would it be good to have more even temperature that you can predict what temperature it's going to be in that room all year round? Doesn't matter if it's heating or cooling. If you knew it was going to be 75 degrees in that room and you went to fire up the latest Maverick movie or Top Gun, you know you're going to be comfortable all night watching that movie. Wouldn't that be a pretty neat thing to be able to predict that? It's going to be comfortable in there. Wouldn't that be good?
Of course. I feel like I've got to answer the question.
You can if you want. You can say yes or no. And David, literally, any answer is fine. If you say, that's not that important, okay, then I'll move on to health. Economy, how's your utility bills? And David, you might be talking. Let's just pretend that you're a guy who's a mega millionaire. So I asked David, well, how's your utility bills? And it might be, David, that you say, I never even see them. I don't really care. That's good that you don't care. However, there are other people that might care, and it might be your family cares about those utility bills. Maybe your wife runs the checkbook and she's every month she's saying, hey, utility bills, $300. That's 10 bucks a day. That's 50 cents an hour just to be comfortable in the home. We don't do an electric oven. We got a gas oven. So most of that bill is electricity driving the heating and air conditioning unit. So you got to have a way to connect with them and ask them questions and get the emotional connection. So here's something interesting. And not everything I say is interesting, but this might be something that you hadn't heard before. David, we understand there's two big emotions that drive decisions. Two emotions, fear and greed. Everybody does things for fear of a horrible consequence or greed getting something out of it. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
There's actually six emotions that drive sales. First one is fear. Fear of not buying and having a bad result. If you don't fix this motor on your unit, you could actually have a breakdown later on. We can put some oil on it and get it running today. But now if you replace the motor, that is only a part in this whole connected system, and it will go down again. I'll guarantee you that, David. It's a mechanical piece of equipment past its life, past the warranty period, and the next repair might be a multiple of what this repair was. So the fear of not buying is a genuine emotional selling motivator. Then you describe the benefits, and that's the greed. Okay, you describe the benefits. Having a new system, it's got a longer life. You'll not have to worry about things. We've got a warranty that's excellent warranty for 10 years. Just making sure you're keeping up with the maintenance on it, you'll give great value to your home. And here's where the other ones come in. How this solution can give you a better life. Ah, that's the jealousy factor. You're jealous of a neighbor that put a new system in, and he's got a $100 electric bill. You got a $300 electric bill. Even if the numbers aren't that important to you, maybe your portfolio has got 8 or 10 digits in it, and he might be retired bus driver, city of Dallas. You're still jealous because he's got a system that's better than yours. Right?
Keeping up with the Joneses, huh?
That's it. That's exactly it. Then here's an even more important one. You're helping others. That's the gift of altruism. You're thinking about others in your family, in your neighborhood, or wherever. You might even be thinking about your legacy. Man, if I show my kids the value of having a comfortable home, they'll probably have a comfortable home, which would be great for the grandkids. So it's altruism. Helping others is definitely a buying factor. Oh, here's a big one. The consequences of missing out. Shame. I knew I should have done that. I knew I should have replaced that unit this year, and I didn't. I put a Band-Aid on it. Well, David, I'll guarantee you this. The equipment's going to be more expensive another year away, 2 years away. It's going to continue to be more expensive because the federal government has helped our industry by changing the refrigerant that we're allowed to use. They're changing all that. It's going to be another year or so, 1.2 years. We got new refrigerants coming in, which will change the operating characteristics of the existing systems, and the new systems will have to be using the new refrigerants. And then 2 more years down the road, another efficiency change, minimum efficiency that'll be allowed. You miss out on buying today, it can cost you a lot more in the future. And then finally, what's a great, great emotional selling concept is pride. I did the right thing. I want to reach my goals of having a home that I can live in even when I'm not working, when I'm comfortable. I can sleep better at night. I can help control the dust and the airborne allergies. You've got a dog, David, right? Sasha,
yeah.
Long-haired dog. Possibly there's some things in the air that Sasha brings with her when she comes in from outside. And we can have a cleaner home. We can have a home that has a scrubbing machine built into the heating and air conditioning system to help clean up the air so you can sleep better, not have problems. So that's six emotions that drive sales today.
I'm sold, by the way. I'm ready to buy right now.
Press hard, three copies.
Well, you know, anything I can do to make Sasha's life better.
There it is. See? There's the altruism coming in. You're going to help others, right?
So let's go over these again.
Yep.
Fear of not buying.
Yep.
Greed.
That's fear.
Jealousy. Altruism.
Yeah.
Fear of missing out. And pride. Right?
And shame. That's a consequence of missing out. I put a name to it. So you got fear, greed, jealousy, altruism, shame, and pride. This is what's different selling today than selling the last 3 years. The last 3 years is all about the product. How am I going to put in a system when there are no systems available? It's whatever I had in stock. It's whatever the distributor had in stock. It's all about the product. Now,
yeah, it was easy to say then, listen, you know, there's just not much stuff available. This is what I've got. I can get it for you now. I've got it in stock. I can't guarantee that it'll be there 3 days from now. So I really need to move on this if you want this done, right?
Exactly. And we adopted it. Now the product is available and everybody has a product. And in fact, they're discounting prices now. So it's not about the product now. It's about the customer. So now it's about David Heimer and his family, including Sasha. I'm a dog person. We love dogs, and you know that. But let me just tell you, you got a dog. That's part of your family, right? They are a family. And there's people that like cats. I'm not a cat person. I'm a dog person. So we're all about the whole family unit, and that's what it's about them.
So this is great stuff, but there's still one fundamental problem in our industry, and that is, and a lot of industries are having this problem, but it's particularly prevalent in ours, finding the people to do this. I mean, this is great sales stuff, but you got to have a salesperson to be able to deliver it, and it's got to be a good salesperson. So where do you recommend that people find good salespeople?
This is a great concept and a good subject to talk about, and I'm kind of an expert on this because I talk to people all the time. So what you have to do is find a guy that's selling a whole bunch of stuff from a competitor and then hire him. Maybe you got to give him a bonus, maybe $50,000. I don't know. So that's not how you do it today. What you do today, different than what we used to do. We used to say, man, you got a new employee. Did he have experience? Ah, and if he didn't, you're going, oh, well, you're in for a rude awakening. You don't know what he doesn't know. Set that all aside now and say, here's what I want. I want a person with good ethics and good character that has the ability to talk to people and enjoys life and feels good about themselves, and then hire them. You bring them in and you teach them our stuff. David, they're all around us. They're at Starbucks. They're at a restaurant. They're at Kinko's making copies. They're all around us. And I have one of the best examples on the planet. Holly Johnson is a salesperson for Steve Simmons, who's Air Comfort in Nebraska. And he's got a business there that's been around, I think, almost 20 years now. Does a great job. He's at a steakhouse with his wife. And Holly is waiting on him. And Steve is somewhat of a, he's an amateur comedian. Okay.
He's very gregarious. Yeah,
he is. And he loves life. And so he's given Holly a hard time. We got a cow back there. Can you just cut a hunk off? And she goes, oh, we got more than one cow, Mr. Simmons. We got all kinds. So she's throwing it right back at him. And after the dinner, his wife says, give her one of your cards. And he goes, you think I should? And she goes, I know you should. You should give her one of your cards and say, call me if you ever want to change careers. So he does. And she goes, I don't even know what you do. And he goes, I work with Comfort, specifically heating, air conditioning, and plumbing. And she goes, well, okay, puts a card in her pocket. 3 weeks later, she called him and says, what exactly are you thinking? What do you need somebody to answer the phones or something? And he goes, no. I need a person to be involved in sales. I need a salesperson. And she goes, I know nothing about heating and air conditioning. He says, you don't have to. I'll teach you that. You know about people. And that's what I need more than anything else. And so she said, well, I'm sole support of the family. My husband has a medical condition. He can't work. David, listen to this for a minute. She's homeschooling two girls, right? Homeschooling. She's a captain on a volleyball team that her daughter's on. I think it's a 13-year-old daughter. And she works some nights till 10:30, some nights till midnight, closing at the steakhouse. So you think about that just for a minute. She's got to go home, get cleaned up, and then get up the next morning early enough to meet with the volleyball team at 6 a.m. and practice till 7:30. They go on to school. Then an amazingly organized person, right? Good quality.
Yeah.
So she goes, cannot afford to take a pay cut. That won't happen because I'm the one making the money for the family. And Steve said, here's my personal guarantee to you. I'll guarantee you, you won't make less working for me the first year. The first year, I'm going to guarantee you whatever you made. And she gave him a number and he says, done. I'll put it in writing if you need. And she goes, a verbal handshake is enough. So she signed on. And I think this was completely 2 years ago now. And the first year, David, she did $1.6 million in residential replacement sales. $1.6 million.
Wow. Very good first year.
Oh, excellent first year. And she made 5 times what she made the year before. Service.
My gosh, what a great story, man.
Changed her life. And what's going on this year? She's on pace to do $2 million this year. David, I'm interviewing her at Expo. She's coming up on stage with me on the Alliance Day to show, here's what can happen, guys. You can find people all around you. And Steve Simmons says, she still gets an occasional unit that she doesn't, not sure what she's looking at, but that's what is so great about a phone. You can pull up and pull that camera in and say, here's what I'm looking at. What am I looking at? And Steve says, here's what you're looking at. And boom, she makes it happen. That's one of those great stories. I've got others like that. But David, to be clear, new employees are all around us. Now, having said that, I realize if you're looking for an installer, that's a different set of skills. And you might have to find a guy that's got, or a lady. There's some great women out there that love to be involved in the electrical side of our business, the installation side, the service side. They love that. David, I know something. Because I've been married 55 years, I know this. Women multitask better than men. When you look at a female for the service side or the installation side, trust that they will do an excellent job for you. And so there's people all around us. We just got to search them out and always be hiring. Steve Simmons has cards that says, we are always hiring. Let me know if you're interested. And he hands those out everywhere.
Well, so you're an author. You've written, I think, I may have lost count, but I believe you've written 3 books. Is that right?
Three is correct.
So talk just a little bit about your books.
I've been a columnist for 4 or 5 industry papers since the 90s, okay? And I write about life, and I typically write about a situation that happened to me and how it can apply to business, specifically heating, air conditioning, plumbing, the trades. So the first one was called Lessons Learned, how one employee can make a difference, plus or minus, can help lift the experience or drown the experience in a horrible, downwardly sinking sinkhole that you can't get out of. Lessons Learned. Second one is The Good Stuff, Stories of Faith, Family, and Focus. And that's a story of life in general and how sometimes you see things in a way and you go, whoa, I was really wrong about that. I did not see that coming. So the good stuff, stories of faith, family, and focus. The last one is amazing stories. That's the one I dedicated to you.
Yes, you did. Thank you very much.
You bet. And it's amazing stories, stories of how people persevered and got through some tough things. And the first one, the first story in that last book is how a penny can save lives. In the middle, you meet the two best salespeople on the planet, a couple of ladies that work at Costco in Scottsdale. The last story, my favorite, is Mike, my son, who saves two lives at Target in 5 minutes. He's not an EMT. It's some really great stuff.
So, yeah, I have read all your books and they're terrific. I've recommended them to a lot of people. If someone wanted to get one or all three of these books, what would be a good way for them to do that?
David, I self-publish. The publishing vehicle that I use has a website called Blurb, BLURB.com. And Blurb.com, you can go in there and search for lessons learned, amazing stories, the good stuff, or by my name, and it'll pull it up and you can buy them right there and they'll ship one to you or 10 or 15. David, if you want to give some to friends for Christmas, yeah, I'm just saying that's
You don't want to miss out, right, Jim? And
right.
So you'd want to, or, you know, pride of handing them out to other people, or let me see, what else?
Jealousy,
you know.
Altruism.
Yeah, altruism.
I love it.
Yeah.
Quick study.
So also, you know, I know you consult with a lot of companies. You have a really rich background in our industry. You help people with the management of their company. You help them with sales. You've got a huge variety of things that you do. If someone wanted to contact you, what's a good way for them to do that?
They can use the official ServiceNation email address. It's jhinshaw@servicenation.com.
Jay Henshaw at servicenation.com.
That's me. And David, if they just want to talk, somebody can call and talk, and I'm not going to charge them anything to have a conversation. We can sure do that. And typically we find Service Nation now has five levels of membership, and we probably have a level that'll meet their needs and help them scale the business, grow the business. We can sure talk about that, but I don't have to talk about their business joining Service Nation. We can talk about life in general. I'd love to make a friend.
Sometimes corporate email has filters on it, and sometimes I know email doesn't get through. What's a good secondary backup email for you?
Here's a great Gmail address, salesguy12@gmail.com.
Salesguy and the number 12, 1-2?
Yep. At gmail.com.
Got it. Okay, good. Well, Jim, this has been fantastic. Always good to talk with Captain Appetizer. Sounds like Service World Expo will be an amazing event as usual.
Yeah.
And I appreciate your time with us today. This is great information. So thank you very much.
David, thank you. It was a genuine joy to be involved with you. Let me know. We'll do it again.
We're always looking for good ideas and interviews for our podcast. If you have an idea or maybe you think you should be interviewed, just shoot an email to profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. That's profilesinprosperity@serviceroundtable.com. If you think what we're doing has any value, it would be very helpful if you would give us a great rating on iTunes. Thanks for your support. Hope to see you again soon. Bye.